Business people who spoke to Studio 7 said they were not amused about the ZANU-PF youth who have been moving around the city demanding donations in cash and kind, while threatening to take unspecified action against those that are not willing to part with their hard-earned money. Mr. Leonard Jari is one of them.
Some ruling party youths have been moving around the city, forcing us to donate money to fund them to go to Harare for the 1 million men march. But the problem is that when we tried to explain that our business is not viable these days, they started threatening us, saying we are anti-ZANU-PF and President Robert Gabriel Mugabe.
A local supermarket owner who declined to be named said he made the donations out of fear that he could be harmed by the ZANU-PF youth league members.
Currently, the economic hardship is actually facing anyone else, and the businesses are not viable. So when the youth are moving around, we don't know. The elections are around the corner. You'll find out that we'll be in the election mood very soon. So we'll be fearing for our lives and our businesses. So when we donate, it's not really from the heart. It's an issue where you say, what can I do? What else? So they know that things are not well. I'm hardly getting money for salaries, and I cannot even do some orders. But people come in and say they want money. I had no option but to just give them.
Another businessman who preferred to be identified only as Black Giza in fear of being victimized said it was painful that they were being forced to fund the Million Men March for a person believed to be responsible for allegedly running down the country.
I'm really surprised with what is going on right now, because these are the very people who are running down the economy, and at the same time they are asking something from us as business people. And the problem with them is they don't even care whether you belong to their party or not. They just need money. But as we look at it right now, the economy is not favorable to anyone. We are actually suffering. We are trying to make ends meet, but then money is not anywhere to be found. We don't know the exact repercussions of all those things.
Some of the business people have been forced to pay up to $2,000 each for the Million Men March. A local youth league member of the ruling party, Talen Chiwange, who is mobilizing youth for the event, claimed that ZANU-PF is not forcing anyone to fork out varying amounts of money, as donors were mostly President Robert Mugabe's sympathizers.
Those people are misinformed. Those people are not telling the truth. No one is being forced. The Million Men March thrust is to show solidarity with our president, our iconic and revolutionary leader, President Robert Gabriel Mugabe, who has been at the helm of this country and has actually done a lot in terms of empowering his people. And that is what we are showing solidarity with. And as young people, we're actually saying, Viva Comrade RG Mugabe, we want to move forward with you. We want your iconic leadership to actually reign in on us, and the legacy to be with us as young people as well as we move forward.
The money raised in Mashingo will be used for hiring buses to ferry out youth to the Million Men March in Zimbabwe's capital city, being boycotted by a faction of the ruling party said to be led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and backed by wave veterans of the 1970s. Mnangagwa, like First Lady Grace Mugabe, are said to be harboring presidential ambitions, a claim they have repeatedly dismissed as wishful thinking. Some Zimbabweans say the march is a waste of time in the southern African nation that is currently facing serious social, economic and political problems. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo, this is Gandri Maramba.